From the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by Hank Hanegraaff.
Do you have the spirit of Christmas? I mean, do you really have the Christmas spirit? Better yet, what is the Christmas spirit? Is it the warm and familiar feeling of being with family and friends around a soothing fire and flickering candlelight? Is it the joy of seeing anticipation in the eyes of a child? Is it the satisfaction of unwrapping a special gift? Or is the spirit of Christmas something else?
This is a sample of Hank's inspirational writing as he reveals the spirit of Christmas in The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, which is also available in audiobook form. Included with this gift book is also a classical guitar Christmas collection CD. Be inspired to start or continue a tradition for you and your family. Order by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to our secure website at equip.org. Hank welcomes back to the program Jack Countryman, senior publisher with Thomas Nelson. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now here is the author of The Heart of Christmas, Hank Hanegraaff.
I want to begin the broadcast today by doing a little reading from day 21 of The Heart of Christmas. It's a devotional for the season. We are attempting to start a tradition, a movement, so that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. And you do that through a 25-day trek from December 1st to December 25th to the very heart of Christmas. On day 21, I talk about the first Advent. On day 22, the daily Advent. And then on day 23, I talk about the final Advent. But let's focus for a moment on the first Advent. Isaiah 9, verse 6, one of the most familiar passages in all of Scripture. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The term Advent, from the Latin Adventus, literally means coming. As such, Advent is a season in which the Christian church celebrates the coming in flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Advent church calendar, of course, is rife with tradition, from biblical readings to the successive lighting of candles on an Advent wreath. The glory of Advent finds its genesis in the Old Testament prophecies that point forward to the coming incarnation of Christ. Moses' prophecy that God would raise up a prophet like him from among the Israelites typologically points forward to the prophet Jesus Christ. Within the context of the Old Testament, the prophecy that God would raise up another prophet like Moses was fulfilled in the forefuture in Joshua, who leads the children of Israel into the promised land. In addition to its near future fulfillment in Joshua, this prophecy came to be understood as pointing forward to an eschatological prophet who would lead the people of God as a new Moses, a new Joshua. As Joshua, and by the way, that means salvation, led the children of Israel into the land of promise, so Jesus will lead his people into the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The Gospel of John reveals that This hope was alive and well in the first century AD, and Stephen implicitly identifies Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy in his impassioned sermon, for which, by the way, he was martyred. In this way, both Moses' prophecy and its near future fulfillment in Joshua serve as types of the great prophet of God, who not only spoke the words of God, but was himself the Word become flesh. The beauty of the gospel is that Abraham, the father of many nations, was promised a royal seed, and that seed is Christ. However, as the Apostle Paul explains, all who are clothed in Christ constitute one congruent, chosen, covenant community connected by the cross. If you belong to Christ, said Paul, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The mystery is this, that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. On day 21, we not only share that devotional, but we go to the heart of the gospel in a reading in Matthew chapter 1, which explicates the birth of Jesus Christ. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and didn't want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord Jesus had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Then Joseph woke up. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Well, in the devotional, you not only have the devotional itself and the reading, but questions that stimulate thought so that the information doesn't just pass over you, so that you can contemplate the meaning. And that's one thing that I feel is so important in building a Christmas tradition. It is not to let the words wash over you, but to let the words permeate you, so that you have a true valuation of things, so that you understand, comprehend, embrace what the first Advent means, not just in terms of a historical fact, but in terms of a present-day reality, and then, of course, the Christmas carols. And as part of the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, we wanted the Heart of Christmas to be something that penetrates the mind in so many different ways. And so we have a solo classical guitar collection CD that is part of the Heart of Christmas book. And then, of course, we have the devotional readings. You can get the book on CD as I read through this, so you can play that each day during the Christmas season as you move towards the Heart of Christmas, or better yet, You can do this with your family, with your friends. You can make this not just a book, but a movement. A movement that we want to carry on long after you have gone home to be with the one who came in flesh. We want this to be a tradition that continues long after you are absent from the body, present with the Lord. I have 12 children. Most of you know that now. And I want my children to carry on this tradition with their families. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about a movement. In studio with me today, the publisher of the book, The Heart of Christmas, A Devotional for the Season. He is not only my publisher, but my good friend Jack Countryman. And Jack, you have taken an extraordinary interest in this particular book. Why?
Well, this book is different than the other Christmas books, as you know, I've published before. This is the first 25-day devotional. This is the first book that really takes and does the acrostic with Christmas and talks specifically about each letter and what it means. This book goes deeper than most of the books that we've had before. We oftentimes do books that are very pretty and books that are good for giving, but I think this book is more than just a gift. This book really speaks to the way of life. The way of life for the Christian and the way of life for the family. And it's done in such a beautiful way. I've done lots of devotionals, as you know. And one of the things about this devotional, it is done in a very succinct, short, but the content is rich. And the content is deep. And the content weaves history and biblical truths together that some become so important. You deal with the traditions. You talk about Santa Claus. You talk about the Christmas tree. You talk about gift giving. You talk about the things that people think about when they think about Christmas. But you also talk about Christ, the resurrection, salvation, and the absolute spirit of Christmas, which is so utterly important. In fact, you really get into what the spirit of Christmas is all about. And I want to read that because I think that's really the essence of everything. He says, the real spirit of Christmas, however, is found not in what we get, but in what we give. It is becoming even more like our Savior in the spirit of selflessness. And not just during the Christmas season or on Christmas Day, but rather throughout the remainder of our lives. So you bring to light what being a Christian is really all about. And that is so important. And as you are encouraging a tradition here, as you are encouraging for people to make this part of their Christmas season, it comes to light that this type of thing needs to be shared with everybody in the family. And not in your immediate family, but in your extended family, in your church family, in your home group. You know, if you want something to become a tradition, you need to really share it with all those that you come in contact with. And there's no better advertisement in the world than just word of mouth. Are you into this book and the impact that it will make on your family and as they bring to light and as they share it from year to year? You know, oftentimes people read in Luke the Christmas story on Christmas morning. This can be done leading up to the Christmas season. And then the Christmas season will be much more meaningful to the entire family and to those that are your Christian friends.
And we're talking to a man who's been on the planet for almost 80 years. He knows what a meaningful tradition is and what a rich and deep and abiding relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is all about. We're talking about The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, and we want you to be part of a movement that entails putting these resources in the hands, as Jack said, of family members and friends and co-laborers. All the proceeds go to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute so we can continue communicating the truth that liberates, the truth that Jesus Christ came to bring to the human heart, the truth that through Jesus Christ we can experience redemption. Freedom from the shackles of sin, no longer burdened by sin, for in Christ, our sin is taken from us, laid upon Christ. And His righteousness, the perfect life that He lived, His righteousness is laid to our account. That's the great exchange. That's the great gift over which all of the Bible was written. We want to lead you to the heart of Christmas. We want you to tell your family members and friends about this. This will be truly a gift that continues to keep on giving throughout the year. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with more of the Heart of Christmas.
Let the Christ of Christmas prepare your heart for the celebration of His birth through a devotional journey beginning December 1st and climaxing Christmas Day. Each of the 25 devotionals includes scripture readings, an appropriate Christmas carol, and questions for meditation and discussion. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season now from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. If you already have the Heart of Christmas for yourself, give it as a gift to friends, loved ones, and those who haven't yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior this Christmas season with six packs or case of 12 discount options. We'll be right back with more of Hank and the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after these messages. Attacks against the Bible's authenticity are everywhere in today's culture, so take the key proofs of scriptural authority with you wherever you go. Hank Hanegraaff's flip chart, Maps, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration, condenses the proof points from his landmark book, Has God Spoken?, in a convenient pocket size, printed on heavy laminated paper for years of use. Good for refreshing your own memory or sharing with skeptics and seekers, the flip chart is our gift to you when you support the Bible Answer Man broadcast today. The Christian Research Institute's vital outreach is entirely supported by God's provision through friends like you, so your gift helps bring you more of the answers you need. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org today to give and request your copy of MAPS, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1, 22 and 23. Have you ever stopped for just a moment to ponder the majesty of the word Emmanuel? It is incredible to consider that when Isaiah, the holiest man in Israel, prophesied, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel." He was literally predicting that in the future, the one who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence would tabernacle in flesh among men. Indeed, that is precisely what the word Emmanuel means. God with us.
It is our prayer that when you reach day 25 in your journey to the heart of Christmas, you and your family will have a renewed appreciation for salvation in Emmanuel, God with us. For your gift to the ministry of CRI, order a copy of The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, which includes an instrumental classic guitar Christmas and hymn CD by James Cobb. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff and scored with the same instrumental music. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to www.equip.org. And now with his guest, Jack Countryman, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Again, as you prepare your home for Christmas this Christmas season, we want you to prepare your heart as well through historical revelations and inspirational insights into the person and work of Jesus Christ. The Heart of Christmas leads you on a truth-filled journey to the very heart of Christmas. Again, 25 devotionals certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition, and a tradition that we want not only for you and your family, but for generations to come. Joining me on the broadcast right now, a good friend for many years, Kathy Taylor. She teaches women's Bible studies at Seattle Calvary Chapel and the Calvary College, and a dear friend over many years, and knows a little bit about Christmas traditions. Hi, Kathy.
Good afternoon, Hank. How are you, my friend? It's been so long since I've talked to you.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
I think the last time I touched base with you, you were on your way to China.
And I'm on my way to China again tomorrow. And one of the things I'm so excited about, and I am, I guess, in the Christmas mode, and is going to China over the last 3 years. I've seen authentic New Testament Christianity in action, first century Christianity in action, every believer a witness for Christ, and you see an explosion that has literally captivated a country such that the communist Chinese leaders don't know what to do and are asking the question, how do we control Christians? How do we control this broad movement throughout our society? And we've taken Christ, the Christ of Christmas, all too often for granted, haven't we, Kathy?
That's right. That's right. Boy, what an incredible and beautiful book. Oh, my word. I am just thumbing through it, Hank. And it is one of the most beautifully laid out devotionals I think I've ever come across. You know, not just the graphics, but the way that you have the little chapters all day-to-day for 25 readings, and how you follow with a huge portion of Scripture to be read, and then, to top it all off, many verses of classic hymns and Christmas hymns down through the centuries. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And we wanted it not to only be, as you've just described, a beautiful book, but also a meaningful book so that you can go through the devotionals and learn something about Christmas that maybe you never knew before.
That's right. That's right. But more important than that, because you not only cover history and where all of our American traditions came from and the ancient traditions, but you cover the most important topic of all, Jesus Christ, and how he was foretold, his birth, his coming, his second coming was all foretold in the Old Testament. And that's one of the many aspects I love about this Christmas devotional, is that you go into great detail to articulate how Jesus was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. And when a non-Christian is reading this, they can't deny, Hank, that Jesus is the Messiah. It's amazing.
And that is just the point. One of the things, of course, that is so special about having you on the broadcast is that you're a mom.
Yeah.
And you know what happens during the Christmas season, the hustle and bustle, all the things that you have to prepare for, all the things that you have to do. And so often the reason for the season, as it's often called, is simply neglected. And the reason we're talking about this now as opposed to later is we want people to prepare their hearts, and therefore we can't start in December. We have to start talking about this early on so that people will be prepared to start the journey to the heart of Christmas in December.
That's right. And, you know, you published this incredible devotional about the first Advent. It's in a form that would be so wonderful for a mom or a dad or both together to sit down with their kids and read to them every night beginning December 1st through Christmas Day, and play the most beautiful guitar Christmas music in the background, and then end the whole devotional time together by singing the hymn together, by singing the song together. Because, you know, so many people love Christmas songs, but they don't know the second and third and fourth verse, and they don't have, you know, a guitar player like I do in my house that can actually play the Christmas songs. And so here you have both. You've got the written word that would be so meaningful for a family time to prepare their hearts for why not only do we celebrate Christmas, but why are we alive? Why are we alive? It's because God has breathed forth life. And why do we live? To glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Kathy, do something for our listeners. Perhaps there are some people out there right now that say, I've never done a devotional period, let alone a devotional with my family. Talk to them from your heart why it's so important to get the family together. We don't even eat together anymore, much less have a devotion together. We can do that, though, in the 21st century. I see it in China. Why can't we do it here?
Hey, if there's a will, there's a way. There's a will, there's a way. And if God wills you to do it, which it is his will to learn his word as a family, he will provide the way. But, you know, you're talking to someone who's read devotionals my entire Christian walk, you know, 33 years of reading devotionals every day. And Wayne, my husband and I, we brought our kids up to read the scriptures every day. And I would sit down with my kids when they're chomping on cereal. They didn't have to talk to me, but I would read them a portion of scripture or a devotional so that they could get the truth in their minds and in their hearts. Because a devotional, by its very nature, is it's not a long reading. It's not an hour long. You know, it's 5-10 minutes, but it's so written, like you've written, Hank, in such a succinct and powerful way that truth stands out in their hearts and in their minds, and they can take things away with them when they go to school or when they're going to bed, whatever the case may be. It doesn't take very long to read with your family. But all too often, we would rather watch, you know, Seinfeld or different shows on TV and neglect the life-giving word that can transform our hearts. I was looking through your devotional, and you have it so beautifully laid out, you know, as the acronym Christmas portrays. And you talk about Jesus, you talk about history, you talk about the resurrection of Christ, the incarnation. I mean, that is the most beautiful mystery of the New Testament, is it not? And so you've laid out so many days in dwelling on the incarnation. And this chapter I'm looking at right now, day 9, Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? What does it mean that Jesus was fully God and fully man? That he existed in perfect unity in one person of a divine and human nature, the Theanthropos, the great God-man. Not only will our children be inspired of why we celebrate Christmas, but Hank, you're grounding them in the fundamentals of our Christian faith. They cannot go through this 25-day devotional without knowing all the fundamental truths of our faith, and you back them up with Old Testament and New Testament scripture. It's phenomenal.
Kathy, one of the things that I struggled with long and hard is whether I'd do an audiobook with this. And I finally decided I would do this because I thought perhaps there would be people that might be reticent to actually read to their family. Maybe they wouldn't feel equipped to do it. So I thought this is an opportunity for them to actually play the recording with their families if they can't do it themselves or if they don't feel equipped to do it themselves.
Yeah, or better than that, why not play one day at a time in December when you're driving your kids to school, you're driving your kids home from school. I mean, my kids listen to the Bible Answer Man every day after school, so they are grounded in all the tenets and beliefs of our faith. And drive time, I mean, what a waste of time if it's not utilized with the Word of God and not just good background music. But the truth, Hank, the truth that changes our whole life. Let me give you a testimonial. Last year, you were kind enough to send me the first edition of this book. I gave one of them to my mom and dad. My mom and dad, who were agnostic at best. My mom sat and read one day at a time for many days through Christmas time. I have been praying for my mom, Hank, for 33 years to come to Christ. And I think it was 6 weeks after Christmas, she finally gave her heart to Jesus. And you just, can I be grateful enough for you, you know, for you writing the truth down in such a way that non-Christians, agnostics, humanists, atheists, pagans, anyone can read this and be convinced of who God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, and how much our Savior loved us so much that he would die for us. I just wanted to, I've never told you that, and I wanted to thank you for just being a part of planting the seeds of the gospel, the glad tidings, as the Bible says, in my mom's heart.
Wow. Well, I'm certainly overwhelmed with emotion. Kathy, thank you so much for your friendship and for encouraging people to not just read a book, but become part of a movement. God bless you, my friend.
Love you, Hank.
We love you as well, you and your whole family. God bless you, particularly
bye-bye.
This Christmas season. Bye-bye. And of course, we're talking about the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. We want you to be the word of mouth for this project to get out into the hands of people. This is a ministry that is supported by listeners like you. And as you get these resources, it is a way of supporting the ministry. So it does become a gift that keeps on giving. Well, we've just begun. We'll be back for a final segment in just a moment.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, which includes the accompanying classic guitar Christmas CD by James Cobb for a gift to CRI, when you call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Prayerfully consider lives you can impact when you give gift book packages specially priced in six packs or cases of 12. And also don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition, the Heart of Christmas audiobook, or the standalone classic instrumental Christmas CD, too. Also available is the Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff and scored with the same instrumental music. Don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Should Christians attend same-sex weddings? Would saying yes signal an endorsement? Would saying no signal a lack of commitment to the loved one? There are no easy answers. Other topics include confronting the apologetic challenges of a secular culture, reflections on the girl with the dragon tattoo, sci-fi, free will, and the problem of evil, Muhammad and the Messiah, comparing the central figures of Islam and Christianity, what has poetry to do with evangelism, robbing Paul to pay Peter and James, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions. In the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org. Attacks against the Bible's authenticity are everywhere in today's culture, so take the key proofs of scriptural authority with you wherever you go. Hank Hanegraaff's flip chart, MAPS, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration, condenses the proof points from his landmark book, Has God Spoken?, in a convenient pocket size, printed on heavy laminated paper for years of use. Good for refreshing your own memory or sharing with skeptics and seekers, the flip chart is our gift to you when you support the Bible Answer Man broadcast today. The Christian Research Institute's vital outreach is entirely supported by God's provision through friends like you, so your gift helps bring you more of the answers you need. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org today to give and request your copy of MAPS, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Celebrate the birth of Christ like never before when you order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff, which also includes a solo classical guitar Christmas collection, by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Get your Christmas shopping done early this year and make a difference for time and eternity when you get package discounts of 6 or 12 gift books. And now, here's Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
And of course, we want you to be those that use the word of mouth power to share the heart of Christmas with others. You can do that today, not just with your mouth, talking to a family member, a coworker, a friend, but you can do it today using social media. You can use Facebook and Twitter and email. And you can even text people about this invaluable resource, and we want you to start early.
You can put this resource into the hands of people. Let people know about it. Let them know to tell other people about it. Speaking, of course, of social media, we get questions in every day on Facebook and email and Twitter. So many questions coming in. Here's a question. This was on CRI's Facebook page. This was from a pastor named Hank, who writes, Hank, I was recently told by someone that the virgin birth was something added by the Catholic Church. But wouldn't Luke have interviewed Mary about this in his research? How reliable is the earliest manuscript evidence? Thank you. Well, I want in response just to draw everybody's attention, not just the pastors, but everybody's attention to Dr. Luke, who says, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Now note that word eyewitnesses. Careful. These were not just eyewitnesses. These were eyewitnesses willing to testify to the point of shedding their own blood. They knew. John says, that which we have seen, which our eyes have seen, our hands have touched, this we communicate with respect to the word of truth. Luke goes on to say, therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. Carefully investigated, says Dr. Luke, from the beginning. It seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. The Christian faith is never blind faith, it's a certain faith. It's faith rooted in evidence. And miracles are not only possible, but they are necessary in order to make sense of the universe in which we live. So the virgin birth is a miracle, but we believe in the supernatural. Why? Reason forces us to look beyond the natural world to a supernatural designer who periodically intervenes in the affairs of his created handiwork. If we're willing to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, we should have no problem whatsoever accepting the virgin birth. Now, added to that, we know that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin, and in the devotional, I underscore that. The fact that the Bible is not accepted on the basis of blind faith, but rather reasonable faith, faith in evidence. You can build a cumulative case for the fact that the Bible is indeed the Word of God. 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting. So in the devotional, I talk about the virgin birth. Because I want you to know that the virgin birth is not myth, as it is so often touted by the secular media. It's fact. It's fact that you can give your life to. And unfortunately, it's not just the secular media. The virgin birth is under attack even within the Christian church. Perhaps more subtly, but yet under attack. Let me give you an example. An emergent church leader, one of the biggest, huge platform, immense popularity, says this, and this is right in our Christian Research Journal. Regarding the virgin conception of Jesus, if Jesus had a real earthly biological father named Larry, an archaeologist find Larry's tomb and do DNA samples and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virgin birth was really just a bit of mythology. Mythology that the gospel writers throw in to appeal to the followers of Mithra. We would essentially not lose any significant part of our faith because it is more about how we live. I mean, this could be written by a follower of Islam. The Christian faith is rooted in orthodoxy as well as orthopraxy. In fact, what's the alternative? What if this Christian leader is right? What if the virgin birth might have been some mythology, might have been picking up the tales of ancient pagan mystery religions? Does it make any difference? Of course it does. If the virgin conception were untrue, then the story of Jesus Christ would change dramatically. We would have a sexually promiscuous young woman lying about God's miraculous hand in the birth of her son, raising that son to declare that he is God, and then joining his religion. If we're willing to disbelieve the virgin conception, we are flatly and plainly stating that the Bible has mistakes and even outright lies. So why is it important for us not just to have a gushy feeling inside, but to know the truth about the virgin birth? Because if this is not true, you have no hope. Not this Christmas, not Easter, not when you lie on your deathbed, no, not ever. So the heart of Christmas is warm, it's inviting, but it's also informational. We want you to be grounded in the faith so that this Christmas season, when you share the gospel, as Kathy Taylor did, with a family member or a friend, you know that you know that you know that what you've given your heart to, not mythology, but absolute fact. And Jack, the fact of Christ coming in flesh is miraculous, but it's not a miracle that we simply dreamed up or that we believe because we just choose to believe it. We believe it because it's rooted in evidence.
That's an absolute fact. It's rooted in evidence of the Bible. You know, I just returned from Israel, where I spent days walking where Jesus walked, and that was one of the greatest experiences of my life, to experience the where he was, the sacrifices made, and we were at the Garden Tomb and in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it just brings to light that his time on earth was spent bringing to us salvation, bringing to us real meaning, bringing to us the way of life that he's called us to. And these are just wonderful things that you bring about in the book so much and bring to light so much that I am myself looking forward to going through it again this Christmas, those 25 days. And Hank, I want just to encourage many people to join us in this celebration, the Heart of Christmas this year, starting from December 1, going through December 25, and with a new Christmas tradition for families and children. You know, Kathy was talking about her kids, that time that she could share, you know, the things that would be meaningful for her kids, and I think that's just so important. So let us ask our friends, let us ask our home groups, let us ask our people in our church to come alongside us and enjoy this time together and experience the heart of Christmas as they begin the Christmas season.
And again, it's not just the book, it's the book and a CD. It's solo classical guitar collection. Absolutely beautiful. You've heard some renditions of this on the Bible Answer Man broadcast as you listen to the show today. But we have the CD packaged with the book. And then, of course, you can get this in many different ways. We have the Heart of Christmas devotional with the Christmas CD that I just talked about. We have a personalized edition available. We have the Heart of Christmas, a six-pack. So you can get six of them. You can give five of them away or give all six of them away if you already have one yourself. The Heart of Christmas case. You can get a case of 12 books, give them this year as gifts to family members and friends. Also available, the Heart of Christmas audiobook. I do the readings personally, and I should add, with great passion, because I love each and every one of these devotionals and the Heart of Christmas audio CD. All of that available. You can check this out. Best way to do this is just go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. And this year, as you give the Heart of Christmas as a Christmas gift, please know that you're supporting a ministry touching the lives of people for time and for eternity, bearing abundant, abiding fruit. Again, you can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me for further information. As always, the address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And you can talk to Resource Consultants, standing by at 888-7000 CRI. Jack, thank you for joining me and for producing one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen.
Well, it's really our privilege, and we're just so happy that I can spend some time with you, Hank. And I tell you how pleased and proud we are to be a part of this wonderful book. And I am hopeful with you that this will become a tradition all across America, and people will join in celebrating the Christmas season and preparing for it the way they should.
And with that, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday, your questions when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Thanks for joining in. We'll see you next time with your questions and more of the show.
While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Go on a 25-day odyssey with Hank when you order The Heart of Christmas, a handsome hardcover devotional which includes a classic guitar Christmas instrumental collection on audio CD by James Cobb for a gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Make this book a tradition in your family and a movement in our nation when you order our specially priced six-pack or the case of 12. And check out our additional ordering options, including a personalized copy from Hank, when you visit www.equip.org. You can also write to us at CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The greatest apologetic for Christianity is its founder. All that the Lord Jesus was, said, and did. A natural avenue for Christian apologetics to Muslims, then, is to contrast the words and works of Jesus and Muhammad. Other topics include, did Daniel accurately predict a succession of nations? Sci-fi, free will, and the problem of evil. What has poetry to do with evangelism? A summary critique. Lawrence M. Krauss's A Universe from Nothing. Arthur Goldwag's The New Hate. John Gribben's Alone in the Universe, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI. or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership.